Good evening, Dr. Schneer. Dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry report on Ronald Harper. This goes to the VA on 3/2/22. Mr. Harper performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There was a moderate degree of airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response, leaving the patient with a minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. New paragraph impression. Minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component. Next, 6-minute walk test on Delmer Gann, G-A-N-N. This goes to Dr. Bocook on 3/2/22. Mr. Gann performed the 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 97%, period. After walking 590 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 95%, period. New paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Dallas Langley, L-A-N-G-L-E-Y. This goes to Dr. Justin Asbury. On 3/2/22, Mr. Langley performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response, leaving the patient with a more moderate degree of airways obstruction, period. New paragraph impression, moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Deborah Rayl, R-A-Y-L. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 3/2/22, Mrs. Rayl performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response, leaving the patient with a moderate reduction of forced vital capacity, with only a minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. Compared to a study dated 9/3/20, there's been deterioration of lung function or non-optimal effort, period. New paragraph impression, moderate restriction with moderate airways obstruction with a reversible component showing progression. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Fred Calder, C-A-U-L-D-E-R. This goes to Dr. Varnum. On 3/2/22, Mr. Calder performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was greater than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a study dated 5/19/21, there's been a progression of airways obstruction, period. New paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Gladys Berry. This goes to Dr. Jared Sheetsley, S-H-E-A-T-S-L-E-Y. On patient Gladys Berry, B-E-R-R-Y. On 3/2/22, Mrs. Berry performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a study dated 10-26-21. There's been no significant change, period, to paragraph impression. Severe restrictive and obstructive lung disease without improvement after bronchodilators, showing no significant change, period. Next, a six-minute walk test on Deborah Einsidler, E-I-N-S-I-D-L-E-R. This goes to Dr. Cummings. On 3-2-22, Mrs. Einsidler performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 97%, period. After walking 349 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 96%, period, and a paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6 minute walk test on Season Eason, E-A-S-O-N. This goes to Dr. Daniel Zinicola. On 3-2-22, Mrs. Eason performed a 6 minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96%, period. After walking 141 meters in 3 minutes and 30 seconds, her saturation was 96%, and the test was terminated due to dyspnea, and the patient needed to sit down, and she coughed incessantly, period. New paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Pamela Cornelison, C-O-R-N-E-L-I-S-O-N. This goes to Dr. Partis. On 3-2-22, Mrs. Cornelison performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced capacity was minimally impaired and there was no significant airways obstruction nor bronchioreactivity, period. The paragraph impression, a minimal reduction of forced capacity without airways obstruction and without bronchioreactivity. Next, the pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Virginia Campbell, C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L. This goes to Dr. Pieper. On 3-2-22, Mrs. Campbell performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchioreactivity, period. Compared to a study dated 8-10-21, there's been improvement, period. New paragraph impression, a normal study showing improvement, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Joan Allen. This goes to Dr. Bocoup. On 3-2-22, Mrs. Allen performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was no significant airways obstruction or period. After bronchodilators, there was an improved effort as evidenced by normalization of forced vital capacity, period. The paragraph impression, normal study with probable improved effort after bronchodilators, period. Thank you.